You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell?
Leave. So there we are, Pink Floyd launching the second part of Sound and Next Vision. Consecutive weeks, astounding. Or indeed, as often as you wish to actually listen to us, particularly if your name's Raffaella Clementi. Moving on, Nick, welcome to another one of your shows, he says.
Well, thanks.
In a sort of self-reflexive
routine. Hope everybody had a marvellous Christmas. I'm looking forward to a good new year.
It's the way forward, 2016, 60 minutes past 8 o'clock. And welcome back, Sue Royce.
Hello.
So, why Pink Floyd? I mean, it was a very quiet introduction. It worked, segued in there, wish you were here. Is that because you wish all the assembled multitudes of Nick Elliott fans, the Nickettes, as we like to refer to them,
yes,
would actually sort of be here? Or the Elliottettes, the Elliottes.
Oh, you're taking it a bit further
now. That's very Italian sounding. Yeah, I like that.
It is, yes, yes. Raffaella will
like that.
She'll enjoy that.
Do we wish they were actually here? Because it would be a very big, well, it'd need to be a very big studio.
It would, Pink Floyd.
Small but perfectly formed. From Floyd to Amy Winehouse.
Just thought, I actually did some stuff with this lady a long, long time ago, before she actually broke the scene altogether here. I met her and spent quite a bit of time chatting with her. Very nice. Very, very
Most
nice.
Most people said that. And
yeah,
sadly.
She was. But it was in the... she did a four-track EP, which I think was... Frank or something like that, the title was. And it was around about that time before they actually broke the EP. They were using the EP to break her. Mm-hmm. And I did some stuff with her in Leicester. And she was a lovely lady.
And a lot of folks say a lot of similarities between, obviously, Amy Winehouse and Janis Joplin. I mean, you probably never worked with Janis Joplin, but...
No, a bit before my time,
passed
really.
Away sadly. I know,
obviously, know who she is and know her work, but no, I never...
Sue, I presume you're familiar with Rehab?
Yes,
that's
I am.
That's not an invitation to suggest
no,
that you have
no.
on a regular basis.
Just... No, but I have listened to a lot of Amy Winehouse stuff. She had, as a singer myself, she had a sound that was bordering in certain songs on the haunting. She was fantastic. There wasn't anybody of her generation, I don't feel, had a sound like she did. She was unique in many, many ways.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no. I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, just try to make me go to rehab. I won't go, go, go. I'd rather be at home with Ray. I ain't got 17.
Oh,
Hey, this is Robin Everhart from Rival Sons, and you are listening to Siren 107.3 FM.
Are gonna be answered. For so long I've been hungry for something else. When there's a will, there's a way. I work hard cause at the end of the day, the Lord helps those that help themselves. Somebody's counting my money. So much that they can't see the top of the stack. When there's a will, when there's a way, money's gonna find my hand one day. When it does, I ain't looking back.
Were you aware that Rival Sons have been announced as the main support to Black Sabbath for what will be Black Sabbath's final world tour?
A download. Yes, I was.
Thought you might have been.
Fantastic.
Keep on
band.
Swinging there. Rival Sons, of course, an American rock band from Long Beach, California, formed in 2009 from the ashes of Scott Holliday's previous band, Black Summer Crush. Contemporary material. What did you make, Sue, of Rival Sons and their fantastic Keep On Swinging? Not that they were saying it's a lifestyle choice would endorse in any way, shape or form.
I always like a bit of guitar. That was cracking. Really good.
I know you were taken aback by the little ident we got. Would you like to hear the ident again?
Yes, please.
Hey, this is Robin Everhart from Rival Sons, and you are listening to Siren 107.3 FM.
Robin Everhart.
Lovely touch.
There you are. From there to a personal favourite of mine, not quite the all-time favourite, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band tune, because that would for me have been Still the Same. But you've gone not for Still the Same, you've gone for We've Got Tonight.
Yes.
Very romantic tune, this.
Fantastic. Bob Seger. Really, really good. And difficult to actually pick out one particular Bob Seger track, because he's done so many.
Impressed, of course, with the fact that he was born in Lincoln Park. And, of course, our studios for Siren FM are in Lincoln. 70 years of age. 70 years young.
Yeah.
Bob Seger.
Yeah. Who's going to tour next year, I do believe.
Clark Seger. He was a locally successful Detroit area artist, performed and recorded as Bob Seger and The Last Heard, and then the Bob Seger System throughout the 1960s. By the early 1970s, he dropped the system from his recordings and continued to strive for broader success with various other bands. Silver Bullet Band, of course, put together in 1973.
Wonderful. Lovely.
So you haven't taken his photographs as yet?
No.
Have to get onto that then.
He doesn't come here a lot. But as I said, he's going
to
tour.
Get over to North Dakota, then.
Oh, yeah, I'm up for that.
In terms of the honours, Sue, Seger was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004 and the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2012. He was named Billboard's 2015 Legend of Live honoree at the 12th Annual Billboard Touring Conference and Awards that were held, of course, in November at the Roosevelt Hotel in New York.
Quite so. It's a cracking tune. Mm.
There we have it. Okay, so many an association footballer, when questioned in Shoot magazine in the 1970s, would often say that they would listen to the Eagles as well as having a regular dinner of steak before going on the pitch. One of those things still doesn't happen these days, and I'm not sure whether even in their wildest dreams some of our imports from overseas necessarily are familiar with the Eagles. We would simply say, get over it. But why, with Don Henley and, of course, various other members, including Don Henley, who, of course, had the heaters on, and from more Eagle members?
Joe Walsh.
Yeah, exactly, Joe Walsh, that's right. And I'm sure there's another one who's
there is, and I can't remember.
We'll find that out.
You caught me on the hop there, Alex.
Because it will hopefully take us around to our special guest for this New Year scenario special. That will be, hopefully, Gary Curtis. No relation to Tony, because obviously it would be Gary Schwarzkopf if you had to have been related to Tony.
Who makes hair products?
Exactly. It's a different line entirely. As the Eagles would say, get over it. So we've determined that in addition to Glenn Frey, we've got Don Henley, we've got Bernie Leadon, and we've got a special connection with the Eagles and our next extra special superlative guest on Sound and X Vision. That would be ace personification extraordinaire, Gary Curtis. How are you, Gary?
Well, what a wonderful, thank you. What a lovely introduction.
Always important. You. Because, of course, you've just identified that we were listening to the Eagles, and, of course, you were working with Randy Meisner from the Eagles a matter of weeks ago.
It was bit longer than that, but you know what happened was I did the duet with my great friend Billy Swan. We did a duet on I Can Help. We recorded in California, And the most wonderful guy was in there, and they said to me, do you know you got one of the Eagles on the track? I said, no, and when I told my brother, he said, he went crazy. He said, Randy Meisler, what a lovely guy. He stayed the whole day. He was so interested in the track. He played bass and did high harmony vocals. He was wonderful, wonderful guy.
There we are. You see, just positive in every sense of the word there. Nick, as you said, what a wonderful person Gary Curtis is. In fact, he's so wonderful, I'm already going to like his Facebook page there. I've already done it. So,
how wonderful.
Important as a musician and band, of course, with this whole sort of sequence, and a connection with Caroline Munro. What's not to love?
Well, absolutely. I mean, besides, Caroline's one of my closest friends, but of course, I've done two music videos with one of my heroes, Sir Christopher Lee. We were very close, and of course a very sad year because he passed away. But I do have a few friends and some nice friends, including Mr. Elliot. So
well, exactly. I think actually the dream team's got to be yourself, Nick Elliot, and Caroline Munro. In, you know, kind of echoing the Lamb's Navy Rum advert of the 1970s, before your time, Sue. Actually, but
yes.
There are those people who say those Lamb's Navy Rum adverts were pretty much.
Course, every time you watch the movie on the buses,
She's
there. On the poster.
You've got that. You've also got The Spy Who Loved Me. You've also
absolutely.
Got, of course...
Oh, the Hammer film. But she did 40 movies. I spoke to Caroline last week because she's in two of my music videos. I did Life is for the Living, which I won the award for, and she's the star in that. She's also in the Christmas music video with Nick, Sally Geeson, and everybody else. And she's going to be in the new music video with him for Christmas next year. So she's a great friend of mine.
And Sally G.
Lovely, lovely lady. I don't want to keep saying everyone's lovely, but she really is a super person.
Oh, and Sally Geeson, of course, a regular on the Midweek Drive, another show, but we like to promote it every so often.
Yes, Sally's, again, lovely, and we had a wonderful time doing the music video for If Every Day Was Like Christmas, just great, which has just been picked. We couldn't believe it for the U Music Channel, the under-12s. So they've got One Direction, everyone else, and then we all come on there. So I hope they're not frightened.
It'll show the quality that's actually there in every sense of the word. That's the important thing, Gary. It's just great
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
Nick, how did you get into the wonderful sphere of GC himself, Gary Curtis? What brought you both together?
Well, Nashville, actually. I met Gaz out in Nashville and ended up doing some stuff with him, and we've become very, very, very close friends.
Very close friends, yeah.
Since then, and, you know, we kind of... catch up as often as we can, and Gaz has asked me to guest in two or three of his music videos, the present one that the Gary's on about, the Christmas video, and also I finished doing one a couple of weeks ago, which we shot.
Yeah, the duet with Anne, yeah.
That's it, yeah, with Anne Nolan, that we shot in Pinewood, usually do them in Pinewood, fantastic, fantastic place. And
in many ways, I'm just looking at the cast of If Every Day Was Like Christmas here, and it is almost so as though they've taken some of our regular midweek drivettes, you know, the likes of Sally Geeson, etc. And Anne Nolan, of course, who has done various other bits and pieces with us from that point of view, added sort of Gary and Caroline Munro, Brian Murphy, good heavens, still going after all these years, exactly.
And Paul Barber, exactly,
and actually produced the whole notion of Every Day Was Like Christmas, available from iTunes and so on. I don't know. In fact, it's only because Nick has actually put a complete embargo on any Christmas tunes whatsoever. We had to squeeze in the darkness that we're not playing this now, because even though it's a New Year's Eve special, we still thought, but it's all right. So, Gary, just blame Nick. Okay, that's the reason.
I must tell you, of course, Nick heard about the book I'd written, and he wanted to know more about it to advance his skills. And, of course, Nick will tell you, my book was called If You're Going to Take a Great Photo, You Need a Camera.
Nice.
So,
see, that's why Pinewood benefits from having Gary Curtis on site.
Indeed. And let me just ask you guys, how's Rocky? Have you seen Rocky Dakota
Rocky has been going on at me. He said, could he say hello on the radio show? I said, well, it's down to Alex and Nick. I said, I can't just... put you on there.
He's a lovely man, Rocky. Yeah. We must feed you, Rocky.
Right. If Rocky wants to say hello and it's not Rocky Balboa saying, Adrian,
don't push me. Don't push me, Adrian. No. Hold on a minute. Rocky!
He's going to get Rocky.
Well, of course, exactly. You know, that's not a euphemism.
You'll love Rocky. You know? You'll love him.
Hello, Nick. Why are you all right?
Hello, Rocky. How's it going, man?
Oh, bloody so excited to be on the radio with you, lad. Oh, God, he's pulling the phone, hold on. That's quick enough, because you know he won't stop it.
Exactly.
Oh, God,
exactly.
You won't get him off. You won't get him off.
I'm just glad he just said the B words. That's okay.
Yeah. You know, he's just going off to do his Avon round.
And oh, is that what's so, going on?
You know, he's such a...
is that another ding-dong Avon's calling? Because we've already had sort of dongs in the first part of the production. That was last week. Just don't go there.
Yeah, don't get him started.
I'm going to invite you, effectively, to go with Sue Rice, actually. I'm going to rebel Sue in this particular instance. I'm going to give you the choice for this.
Oh, okay.
For the next piece of music, we can either... And you might want to seek Gary's advice for this. We can either offer Losing My Religion, R.E.M., of course, or the aforementioned Billy Swan... And I Can Help.
I Can Help. It's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, I was going to go for I Can Help, I think.
I'm sorry, wonderful. Nick, we've rebelled. So much to fit into the scenario, which basically can be summed up by those wonderful five words, life is for the living, as indeed coined by our wonderful contributor, the lovely Gary Curtis. Gary, you still there?
I certainly am. What a wonderful time I'm having. It's great. And I must tell you very quickly, Billy was very close to Elvis, and Elvis recorded I Can Help. So he was part of the entourage with Elvis Presley.
Exactly, and I feel in many ways as though we're touching the spirit of Elvis through your good self, which is always wonderful. Elvis, of course, being a well-known Capricorn goat. So is David Bowie and Rod Stewart. Number one UK country male vocalist, Nick. You kept this very quiet about Gary Curtis.
Oh, well, I did say he's got quite an extensive back catalogue.
Mm, exactly.
Serious pedigree.
I've got to say, I'm not really a country singer, but I did a couple of tracks that did very well on the country chart. So, but I wouldn't actually call myself a country singer, because I think you've got to have a bit of a background in that. And but yeah, we've done reasonably well on that, you know. So yeah, it's nice to get any award's good, isn't it? Really nice. nice.
It's just one darn joyous thing after another. Sue?
You've been involved in lots and lots of different projects. Alex is just looking through your website as we speak, lots of photographs.
Look, there's the I Can Help session at the House of Blues Studios, California.
Wow. So what's been your, over the years, what's been your most memorable or favourite project that you've been involved with?
Well, anything with Nick Elliott, of course.
Yeah. Say that every month, really.
A loaded question.
Checks in the post.
I guess, you know, when I was a kid, I did the Royal Albert Hall. Which was I was only, you know, in my teens. It was wonderful. I then did a lot of touring. I did a tribute to Elvis for many years in all the big theatres. But I guess working with Sir Christopher Lee twice, I'm in his autobiography. We were very, very, very close. Was a wonderful, wonderful time for me because, of course, you know, he was a hero to me. Mm. I grew up as a kid watching Hammer films, so...
You've got Gary Curtis, Dracula, Pistol Scaramanga and Saruman in the same room.
Christopher Lee was my favourite. I grew up on Bond films. I wasn't allowed to watch any other sort of films. Bond films were
a third nipple, Sue,
a third nipple. And Christopher Lee in it's a Scaramanga in The Man with the Golden Gun was my favourite Bond villain. He couldn't be bettered.
I must tell you very quickly a story, and I've got to tell you this. Billy Swan said to me, there's two autographs I really want. One I've got, which is Elvis Presley. So the second one is Christopher Lee. I said, are you serious? He said, yeah. So I got him, Christopher, to sign our duet, Now or Never. And this is a true story. And Billy said, did you know that Elvis was a Christopher Lee fan? Because, of course, Elvis used to love the Bond movies. Mm. And I told Christopher. And I said, Christopher, I said, Elvis was a great fan of yours. And Christopher said, you know, he said, I didn't know that, but put it in the publicity. he was so cool, and it was so wonderful, because he was very close to the Beatles, but he really didn't know any of their music, because he was all classical and opera.
As indeed he said in the incarnation of Pistol Scaramanga, that's no problem. And then he shot the man.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, there we are. That's fun. Mind you, Britt Eklund, she sort of reached new levels, I feel, in terms of particularly the way she actually kept being pushed into the boot of the bonnet of the car.
Yes, that was one of my favourite lines from the book. Somebody locked me in a boot.
And, of course, Hervé Villechaize went on to actually say, de plane, in another series entirely.
You have great fun, you guys, don't you? You can feel the actual fun and the happening coming out through the phone.
It's the rehearsal, Gary. It's the rehearsal we spent, you know, the weeks of sweat and blood, all the tears we shed over getting this script right. Nick, as you know, is a passionate sort of commitment.
He's a tinker, this Mr. Elliott. What is he like to direct, Gary? What is he like to direct?
Well, you know, he's a professional, and we have great fun. And I think when we do, you know, do the music videos at Pinewood or wherever else, it's a wonderful day, and I do like a nice atmosphere. And I think you get the most out of everybody when everyone's happy. Sure, you know, you get technical problems, but it's just Nick and I have met each other, and we there was a bond between us, no pun intended.
Nice,
but
good.
We became great friends, and we'll remain great friends and work on different projects together.
I'm thinking, Nick, maybe we should actually do a little audio postcard from one of these next photo shoots. What do you think?
Do you think
Gary will be up for that?
Yeah, I think he would.
Absolutely, I'm up for anything.
I love the way he's actually what a wonderful image there of the man in black pointing directly at the audience, saying, it's you.
Wears a suit very well.
Wears a suit very well. Yeah, very done, Gary. You can find out all the photographs we've spoken about, including the one with Elvis in the background, by going to garycurtis.biz. There we are, garycurtis.biz. And do as I've done.
You know,
like,
I forgot about
page.
That because everything's on my Facebook now. I forgot about Gary Curtis.
Exactly.
Because there's three Facebooks, and I don't know why, but the main one is the one with all of us with the Christmas
indeed. Well, we've duly liked that, but just in terms of the historiography, nice heavy word for this particular time of day, of Gary Curtis, it's there as well. Gary, it's been sensational touching base with your good self, as ever.
It's been wonderful. It's been a wonderful time, great fun, and I guess that's what it's all about, just having great fun. It's been wonderful. Thank you.
I think so. We should invite Gary onto a midweek drive as well in the near future.
I would be a great pleasure for me and an
honour.
That'd
be nice.
I think it'd be hilarious.
That'd be nice.
A round of applause for GC Gary Curtis. Yay!
Yo.
Thank you for a lovely time.
Once there was this kid who got into an accident and caught and come to school. But when he finally came back, his hair had turned from black into bright white. He said that it was from when the cousin smashed his soul.
You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM. That's me in the corner.
whisper. Every waking hour, I'm choosing my confessions. Trying to keep eye on you, like a hurt, lost, and blind.
So, Nick, what's the connection between Michael Stipe and your friendly neighbourhood co-producer on Sound of Nick's Vision?
No idea.
We share the same birthday!
Really?
Oh, goodness me. And J.R.R.
Are
Tolkien.
You older or younger?
Well, if you believe his Facebook profile, probably younger.
Yeah, well, look, there is a reason behind that scenario, which I won't go into at this stage.
Lies.
No. Yeah.
The rationale in all sorts of ways. You've always got to keep the computers guessing. Moving on to a heavy rock number, which goes into outer space.
Montrose.
Exactly. Not Montreux, as in Golden Ruse and Montreux, but Montrose.
Yes.
Remastered version of Space Station Number 5.
Yes.
Why have you gone for this one, then? As the penultimate tune of 2015 on Sound and Nick's Vision, because you're listening to this as a podcast in 2016, this will be it. New Year's Eve.
We'll be
auld lang syning.
We will indeed. Straight after the show, we're going to auld lang syning.
Should old acquaintance be forgot?
Indeed.
Donald, where's me throozers? Oh, sorry, that's another line entirely.
It's
back in Cardiff again.
Fantastic.
Dear Lord.
Happy days.
You may be wondering, dear listener, we don't, of course, take our trousers off for Sound and Nick's Vision. We leave that for the rehearsals. Moving on. Space Station Number 5, why?
Montrose supported The Who when I first saw them. And it was my introduction to a lifelong ambition to see The Who. And I just love the band. I got seriously, seriously into them.
Sue Rice's thoughts for 2016 coming up after this.
Thank you.
very apt, of course, that Tim, of course, our British astronaut, is actually up on a space station even as we play that. So hello, Tim. Space station number 5. What, Sue Rice, are your thoughts for 2016?
Well, I'd have to say I don't really have a lot.
There you are.
I can't say.
So no.
No.
The blank canvas.
Negativity, exactly.
The years
because,
of blank canvas.
Because my thoughts could be somebody else's.
Nightmares.
I don't know. Yes. You know.
Dreams, nightmares, utopias, dystopias, Nick. It's been a fabulous year. Can we look forward to more Sound and Nick's visions in 2016?
All being well, we can.
That's what
we
like
will
to
be
hear.
Here.
There's a thought.
Bringing
to
great rock.
To savour magical
to
things and so on. Exactly. So we wrap up with an American without his Heartbreakers, but a member of the Traveling Wilburys, amongst others. You've gone for Tom Petty. Why is this your last official selection for Sound and Next Vision?
No particular reason, apart from that I do like a bit of Tom Petty. Great, great performance.
Say Happy New Year, Sue.
Happy New Year.
Say Happy New Year, Nick.
Happy New Year, Nick.
Happy 2016.